Today's Hinterland Who's Who takes a closer look at the majestic snowbrush, or as it's more commonly known here in Saskatchewan, the scraper.
There are many different breeds of scrapers. There's the free auto shop scraper that will break after 2 weeks. There's the homemade scraper that's made out of an old broom or broken hockey stick. The mini scraper that's the size of a ruler. Yeah, stay away from those. They are nothing but trouble.
The scraper has started its annual migration from the trunk of your car to the back seat. The decision to abandon his summer home is a difficult one. He's grown fond of his trunk neighbor, the jumper cables, and even chose the reusable grocery bags as a mate. But he knows that he must leave it all behind to keep the entire car safe.
You know how a chameleon blends into its surroundings? The scraper needs to do the opposite. It needs to make itself seen in the back seat. If it isn't, the scraper risks being replaced by a gift card, an old CD, or even worse, a Blockbuster membership card.
A hidden snowbrush may also lead to disaster for the person in the back seat. Ever sit on a scraper that's hidden under a jacket? Yeah, a quick stab on the butt cheek is not a great way to start the day.
If you see a windshield scraper in the wild, remember, don't feed it. Because it's a scraper, they don't eat food. You'll look pretty ridiculous trying to feed cornflakes to a scraper, and your family will probably be pretty worried about you.
For a more complete story, why not contact the Canadian Wildlife Service in Ottawa?